Welcome to Masech HaShkolim, Perek Zayin Mishnah of Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Says the Mishnah, Moshe Nimtzu Ben Shkolim L'Nadav, if one finds coins between the storage box, the shofar, storage box, of the Shkolim, the half shekels, and those that were donated for an Adava to be brought as an Ola, a burnt offering. Karov L'Shlomim, if the money is closer to that of the Shkolim, of the half shekels, Yipul L'Shkolim, then we give it to that box, we put it in that box of the Shkolim L'Nadav. If it's closer to the one that's being donated for Karov Ola for burnt offerings, Yipul Nadava. Then it goes to the Nadava. The source for this is that we find the Torah concept called Egla Rufa, which is that we find a dead body who's been murdered, and we're not sure who murdered him, so we say it's the responsibility of the city that's closer. So we see from that, V'hayu ha'ir ha'krova el ha'chala, the city that's closer to that body, they have to take responsibility. How about Mechza l'Mechza? Let's say it's exactly equidistant between the two storage boxes. Yipul Nadava. Then we go stringently, and the money goes to the Nadava, because the money for Nadava all go for a karban ola, for a burnt offering. And the most for the shekels, those, some of them are chatas, are for a sin offering. And those are eaten, the flesh of those is eaten by the kohanim, by the priests. Further, ben etzim levon, if a person finds money between the storage box of etzim, money donated for wood for the pyre on the mizbeach, and levona, frankincense, which was brought with a karban mincha with a meal offering. Karav etzim yipul etzim, if it's closer to the wood, it's offered together for the wood. It's put into the wood box. The levon yipul levona, the storage box for the frankincense. It goes into the storage box for the frankincense. Mechza lemechza, let's say it was equidistant. Yipul levona, then it goes for frankincense because levona is more stringent than wood because levona itself is considered a sacrifice and the wood itself is just machshirin. Machshirin means it's just used to repair a carbon, a sacrifice. How about if one finds the money being kinin legoz leola? They find the money between those that are brought for kinim and for goz le'ola. We'll see him explain a minute what that means. Karov la'kinim, if it's closer to the box of kinim, you pull a kinim, it goes for the kane, the birds. Goz le'ola, for those of the ola, you pull goz le'ola. Goes for those of the burnt offering, the bird burnt offering. Mechtzach mechtzach, if it's equidistant, you pull a goz le'ola, then it falls for the goz le'ola. Goz le'ola were all used for ola birds. And kinim, which are sacrifices of birds which are brought for certain individuals, then one is a chatos and one is a ola. One is a sin offering and one is a burnt offering. So the burnt offering is always considered more stringent, as we saw previously. The Yerushalmi asks a very important question. If they fell from somebody who had a kein chova, that means, let's say, a woman for her birth has to bring two birds, a chatos and an ola, a bird of a chatos, a bird of an ola. And this was her money, and if it goes into the wrong box, what happens? So the one that's at least brought for an ola, or, you know, if brought for a burnt offering, that could be for her. But how about the chatas? So Yerushalmi answers that the Jewish court that was appointed on top of, or responsible for the kinim, they would take extra money from the public funds, and they would buy a karban chatas of just by the suffix, just in case a woman needed it, and that we wouldn't eat that karban chatas in case it wasn't an appropriate chatas, but nonetheless it took care of the situation. How about in a person's house? If he finds money bechulin between his piggy bank where he keeps chulin, regular money, lamaser sheni where he keeps maser sheni. Again, maser sheni is part of the tithe that is brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Kar lachulin diplachulin. If it's closer to the his regular money, it goes to his regular money. Lamaser sheni. If it's closer to the box where he keeps the maser sheni, yipul maser sheni, maser sheni. Mechtzel mechtzaf. Let's say it's equidistant. Yipul maser sheni goes to maser sheni. Says the Mishnah. Zaklal. This is the rule of thumb. Hochim achar akarov lahakel. We go after the one that's closer to, even if it's more lenient. Mechza mechza, but if let's say it's a safek, it's equidistant, lehachmir, then we always go on the one that's more stringent, wishing you a beautiful, successful, and wonderful upcoming day.